help us in the work that we have. If you have your Bibles with you, I'd like to ask you to open them in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The message of this afternoon is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. I want to keep it fairly short because towards the end I want to give you the chance to ask me any questions about the work, about our family. So as we're going through this passage, if you have any questions, please keep them in mind or note them down. And I would love to answer and to bring the ministry even closer to you. So 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. And may I ask you to stand up for the reading of the Word of God, please? 2 Corinthians, again, chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Paul's letter to the church in Corinth. And this is what the Word of God says, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the Word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. In verse number 6, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please take your seats back. Let me start by saying something that I think it's obvious, but I think it will be a blessing for you to hear it again. God is winning. Amen? Everywhere where we go, everywhere where we take the gospel, God is winning. So church, you know what we have to do? Let's take the gospel. Amen? Let's take the gospel to our family. Let's take the gospel to our neighbors. Let's take the gospel among our relatives. Let's take the gospel here in Wisconsin. Let's take the gospel to the entire world. Because wherever the gospel goes, God is winning and the devil is losing. Who is the man or the lady, who is the child of God that God wants to use to take the gospel to the nations? This passage, I think, shows us clearly some of the qualifications, if you want, of the one who God wants to use. And if you want to read with me, verse number 1, the first one says there, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Church, all of us, I believe, we can name so many examples in our lives when God has shown us mercy, right? God has shown us mercy the day when we received Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. And I believe every single day since then, we can all attest to the fact that God has shown mercy in our lives. Even on a day like today, God has shown mercy in our lives because here we are free to come to church, to open the Word of God, to sing, to pray, to do whatever we want to do for God, and nobody will tell us not to do that. As you know, the situation in Ukraine, those pastors there cannot meet anymore. Some of those churches are destroyed. We have freedom because it's God's mercy. We have freedom to take the Word of God and share it with the people in our family or with people in our, among our relatives. We have freedom. That's God's mercy. Today we are alive. We're not in a hospital. We're not sick. It's God's mercy. The fact that we can be in a church today, it's God's mercy. And you know what Apostle Paul says here? Because we have received this mercy, says him, we faint not. Allow me to open in Romans chapter 12. And to the church in Rome here, Paul said almost the same thing, but in a different way. He says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, listen, by the mercies of God. Because of all that God has shown in our lives, because of God's mercy in our life day to day, because of His love, because of His grace, because of His provision. And I'm here to tell you that for the past 14 years, God has provided every single day in our lives. Now maybe we didn't have everything we wanted every day, but for sure we have everything that we needed, because God promised to provide it. But listen to what Apostle Paul says here in Romans chapter 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Service is not just us coming and singing. Service is not just us coming and preaching or listening to a good sermon. The reasonable service that God wants out of each one of us, children of God, is our bodies given fully to Him for His work. May God help us to do that. Because of God's mercy in our lives, the Bible tells us we owe God something. And what we owe God is our life in service for Him. And may God help us to understand that and to put that in practice. Verse number 2, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. The child of God, the man, the woman of God that God wants to use, is the one who understands the mercies of God in his life or her life. And the one who understands that because of God's mercies, we owe God not just a few dollars on a Sunday, not just a day of the week or 2 days of the week, but we owe God everything. And then verse number 2 is the man or the woman of God who has turned their back towards the world and turned their face towards God. In the same chapter that I read before, Romans chapter 12, in the next verse, verse number 2, and be not conformed, says Paul to Romans, to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God commands us, Bible commands us to turn our back towards the world and turn our faces towards God. The man of God, the woman of God, the child of God that God wants to use is the one who turned their back to the world and the things of this world and turned their face towards God. And listen to the second part of verse number 2 there in 2 Corinthians 4. But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. By the manifestation of the truth. Are we seeing that today, church? Do you see manifestation of the truth in your life? How many times us Baptists, we talk about the truth. We give the theory of what the truth is about. But so few times we put it in practice. So few times we actually open our mouths and we say the name Jesus to those around us. Do we put that truth that we have in practice and take the gospel to those around us? Verse number 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Let me tell you a truth today. People around us are lost and are going to hell. Maybe some people in your family today are on their way to hell. Maybe among your relatives or at your school or at your place of work. Maybe here in the church even. People around us are heading to hell. That is the reality. And to them, the gospel is hid. They are blinded. And the next verse tells us why. Verse number 4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. This is the second reality, that devil is at work. As us believers, sometimes maybe we are idle for God's work. The devil is not idle for his work. And his work is to keep people blind. His work is to keep people in chains of sin. And his work is to take people to hell. That is the gods of this world. That is the devil's work into this world. And that has to put a burden, if you wish, on our hearts. put a burden for those who are lost. I said it this morning, and it was a different situation, but I said something this morning. I want to repeat it here. God's heart is not here in the church. God's heart is outside on the streets. The Son of Man, says the Word of God in Luke chapter 19, has come to do what? To seek and save the lost. God's heart is for those who are lost on the streets here. God's heart is for those who are lost there in Africa or in Ukraine or in Romania or here in the U.S. That's where God's heart is. And I don't know about you, but I want my heart to be aligned to God's heart. I want my desires to be aligned to God's desires. I want my ambitions to be aligned to God's ambitions. And my plans to be aligned to God's plans. The devil is at work, even among our families and among our friends. And we need to be at work too for Jesus. I want to give you the story of an example of what it means the devil is at work. In Africa, as I mentioned, we've planted 11 churches. The latest church plant, it's in a village called Nasedegu. And I believe I started to go there in 2019, right before COVID times. And we started with an evangelistic camp. And then at one point we had Jesus Movie. And let me tell you, that was an amazing time because this village, as many other villages there, they don't have electricity. Okay, so we took our generator, we took a projector and a white bed sheet, and we put it on some poles, and ours was the only source of electricity for miles and miles and miles away. Okay, and people came from everywhere just because they've never seen that light. And many of those people have never seen a movie in their life. Okay, and their very first movie was Jesus Movie. One of the pastors that came told me that he counted and he stopped at 3,000 adults. Okay? So, well over 3,000 people came to listen to or to see, to watch the Jesus Movie. And then we did the Jesus Movie. We kept on going to visiting this village. And then comes this one Saturday before the Sunday where my translator receives a phone call from that village. And somebody on the other line said, "Tell your missionary to not come tomorrow." You know, naturally he said, "Why not?" And he said, the other guy said, "They want to kill him. They want to kill him and his family. They want to stone them, all five of them." Now, all I've done there is to take the gospel. I've never taken anybody's, you know, money or animals or corn or plants or anything like that. Why would they want to kill us? In Malawi, once every few years, they have this demonic belief, because it really is a demonic belief, that there are vampires out there. Okay, they call them bloodsuckers. And whoever is a stranger coming to the village, they can be accused of bloodsuckers. And people believe that with all their hearts. And if they think you're a bloodsucker, they will kill you. Okay? And in that year, when that happened, several people have been killed, including in the main streets. Okay? They were accused of vampirism, and they were stoned to death. Okay? So, the God of this world is blinding people's minds. You know why? So they cannot see the light of the gospel. Long story short, even the U.S. Embassy has issued notice to tell everyone, do not go in those rural areas where we are having churches. Okay, even in some places we already had another church planted. They said, don't go there because it is dangerous. Long story short, God is winning, amen? Because today we have a church there. The very first Baptist church in that place. The very first evangelistic church in that place. There is no other church remotely connected to Christianity there. They've never had a missionary there. They've never had a church there. They've never had a Christian presence in that village before. And this is the same village where I met that gentleman who said, who is Jesus? God is winning. Wherever the gospel goes, God is winning. So church, let's take the gospel to the ends of the world. Because the god of this world, the devil, is at work, is busy at work, and not only in Africa, I'm sure even here in Romania and all over the place. Verse number 5, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. You know what the most beautiful thing is, church, is that we already have the message to take to these people. We don't have to take the Baptist message. We don't have to take a Romanian message or an American message. You know what message we need to take? The Word of God. The Gospel. And we have this message. In Romans chapter 1, Paul says that it is the power of God. Romans 1:16, right? Unto salvation. The Gospel is the power of God unto salvation. I don't need to have my own power. You don't need to have your own power. We already have everything that we need. The Gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. We don't need to preach ourselves. We don't need to preach any other message. Verse number 6, the last one in this passage. For God who commanded the light to shine out of dark. I love this verse. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3, God commanded the light to appear or to be made. And this is what Paul says. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something, church. Among those 51 churches we currently help and we are currently involved in Malawi, not a single one of them has lights. Our primary school in Malawi is not connected to electricity. Actually, 89% of the population of Malawi is not connected to electricity. They don't know what it means to flip the lights on. But this is what God tells us here that we need to do. We need to take the light. Of course, he talks about the Gospel, right? To take the light into this world. As the devil is trying to keep people blind and in darkness, we are commanded to go in Africa. We are commanded to go in our family and turn the lights on. God in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3 created the light. When you and I were saved, he enlightened our lives. God still wants to make light. And among those around us who are still in the darkness, God still wants to make light. It's always been God's work to make light. So let us take the Gospel to those around us. Let us preach to them one more time. Let us share to them one more time. When Jesus would go through the Galilee, the Bible tells us that he will repeat the message. He will go again through all the towns, through all the villages to preach the message.